AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. A strong 7.9 magnitude earthquake has hit near Nepal's capital, causing major damage. Officials saying walls are toppled and buildings are collapsed all over the densely populated city of Kathmandu and its neighboring valley. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Randy Baldwin says the quake happened on a major fault line.
It's located along the boundary of the frontal fault between the Eurasian plate and the India plate.
The earthquake was so strong it was felt more than 1,000 miles away in New Delhi. Baldwin says there's risk of dangerous aftershocks.
A quake this size and being a shallow quake generally produces a lot of aftershocks. So these aftershocks could keep going for several months.
Nepal has issued radio warnings to its citizens, telling them to stay outdoors and not to panic. In Baltimore, near daily demonstrations over the death of a young man in police custody are set to pick up again today. Only this time, protesters say they'll, quote, shut the city down. The demonstrations come as Baltimore police officials admit their officers missed multiple chances to give Freddie Gray medical attention. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Deputy Commissioner Kevin Davis says medical care should have been given before the man was placed in a police van.
Quite frankly, that's exactly where Freddie Gray should have received medical attention, and he did not.
Police say Gray was arrested after he made eye contact with officers and ran away. Officers held him down, handcuffed him, and loaded him into a police van.
The transport wagon stops again for a second time at Druid Hill and Dolphin to deal with Mr. Gray, and the facts of that interaction are under investigation.
This is AP Radio News.
My brain is much more female than it is male. It's hard for people to understand that, but that's what my soul is.
That's Bruce Jenner coming out as transgender in an interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC last night. The Kardashian dad and Olympic champion says he's decided to move forward with becoming a woman because he doesn't want to have any regrets.
If I die, which I could be diagnosed next week with cancer and boom, and you're gone, I'd be so mad at myself that I didn't explore that side of me, and I don't want that to happen.
Bruce Jenner is 65. He says he's had issues with gender identity since he was a kid. A two-week ordeal for two sisters stranded in a remote part of Michigan's Upper Peninsula is over. The pair's SUV got stuck in snow in an area without cell phone service. They survived on Girl Scout cookies until state police finally found them. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.